It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Are you surprised to hear that at least 95% of kids ages 4 to 18 don't eat the daily recommended amount of vegetables, yet their bodies absolutely require nutrients provided by veggies to grow up to be healthy? We got a problem here. In a minute, you're going to find out why this USDA reported statistics is so seriously sad. The other day, I was talking with, actually it was just yesterday, and I was talking with our guest, Dr. Rach, about this new, these new reports and about the repercussions of them. And we both were just really, really sad. So she's here with us today to talk us through this situation. Dr. Rach, first, please give us all the released statistics about kids who are not eating enough vegetables.
Okay, yes, I was quite shocked by how bad these statistics actually were. Now, kids aged between 1 to 3 years old, only about 10% of children are eating their daily recommended vegetables. Now, it's important to eat vegetables because they're a great source of vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes. You know, they do so much for your health. Now, the children between 4 to 8 years old, that result was even worse. Less than 5% of children in this age group are eating their recommended daily vegetables. When you get to the 9 to 13 year olds, only 1% of boys are eating their recommended levels of vegetables. And for the 14 to 18 year old girls, it is less than 1%. So as a general population, 90% of the U.S. does not meet its recommended daily vegetable intake.
Oh, my gosh. That just is, it's just wow. Devastating. And, you know, we're talking about somewhere between 1 and 5%. That means, yeah, as you said, 90 to 95%, depending on the age group, or 99% are not. And their bodies are growing so fast. And it seems like, oh, we're excited the younger kids are eating, at least eating some, but as they get older, they eat less. But again, let's get this in perspective. They're not eating they're only eating, you know, they're not eating enough. And their bodies are just like multiplying right before our eyes. What are the repercussions of that, Dr. Rach?
Okay, well, the repercussions is that probably 31% of kids in the U.S. are either overweight or obese. Now, with this report, the conclusion that came back was that the quality of diets consumed by the U.S. population is suboptimal overall and has major adverse health effects. Now, these adverse health effects included things like being overweight, being diabetic, having hypertension, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and even cancer. They have identified many sources of cancer as actually being diet related.
Oh, it makes me sick. This is why we do what we do. And hopefully those who are listening are taking note, because there are, you can't just not feed the body what it needs and expect it to be healthy. And we certainly are seeing that. You just described it. It's silly that the young kids are getting this sick so early in their lives. But I have a question. You're from Australia. Do these numbers apply to kids that who live there, or is this just a U.S. problem?
Well, I think it's a Western world problem. I checked out the latest Australian results, and we have 25% of our kids overweight and obese. So that's 6% less. So that's, you know, that's a decent amount, but really we are on the wrong path in Australia also. In Australia, it is a little bit easier to eat healthy. Our supermarkets, our produce sections are probably 3 or 4 times the size of produce sections in a typical American supermarket. And also we have a lot less sugar in our general foods, in our breakfast cereals. We don't have sugar in our bread. Even our cookies are less sweet. But this is a worldwide problem.
Yeah, I spent time in Australia. Sorry, go ahead. I've spent time in Australia. And any other country, you'll find that the produce sections are much larger. That's our first downfall. Go ahead, Caroline, with your question.
Go ahead, Dr. H.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, instead of eating vegetables, what we're doing is eating sugar instead. So the statistics right. came out that nearly 100% of boys and girls aged between 1 to 8 years old exceeded both the recommended fat and sugar levels for their ages. Ugh. And when they had a look at the top foods that American children are eating, the number one food came out as burgers, sandwiches, and tacos. The second one came out as desserts and sweet snacks. The third one was sugar-sweetened beverages. And the fourth one was rice, pasta, and grain dishes. So in the top four foods that American children are eating, there is no signs of fruit and vegetables at all.
Oh, wow. Help.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, you know,
it is so scary.
I don't even know what to say.
Well, when you first started off the segment by saying that 10% of ages 1 to 3, you know, that should be a clue to all of us is something wrong, because when you have a 1-year-old, what else are they eating? I mean, you know, they should be eating mashed up vegetables. That's it. And so they're eating, I guess, you know, fruit. So there's a lot of fruit there. But as a dietitian, I have to tell you, I have always fought really hard and continue to do so to change our guidelines of the first foods we introduce to kids, because I think we get it wrong right there by recommending that dreaded rice cereal as the first foods to babies.
They get those huge insulin spikes, and guess what? They get addicted to refined carbohydrates right from the start. Yeah. I know with my children, I have four daughters, their first food was avocado. And my kids love avocado now, and so many parents say, how do you get your kids to like avocado? How do you get them to like sweet potato? And I'm like, guess what? I introduced them early. I determined their palates early. When our kids are being bombarded by sweet treats and super salty snacks, then they don't have, their body doesn't develop the taste for natural fruits and vegetables. So I think, you know, part of it is just getting away these super high tasty calorie poor foods and allowing kids to make the choice. Because, you know, 1 to 3 year olds, they are not going to the store and buying the wrong food. They are relying on their parents, right? And it's confusing for parents, because they'll see that rice cereal and it'll probably say on the packet, you know, recommended by pediatricians, or the best way to start your child's day. So they're bombarding us with all this false information about it being the best choices for their children. So that's where, you know, programs like yours come in that are great, that can say, you know what, there's better options, there's better ways. We have to do it a better way, because what we're doing at the moment is not working.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to get to this. Of course, the number one thing we all have to do is work. Work every way we possibly can to turn kids into eating more vegetables, to start with our own kids at home and spread that outwards. But in the meantime, is there anything else that we can do? Should we be supplementing the kids with vitamins and minerals to help fill up that gap?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, there was a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Dr. Paul Linus, and he said, you can track every sickness, every disease back to mineral deficiency. Now, it's getting harder to get the right minerals and vitamins out of our fruit and vegetables. We've got depleting mineral levels in our soils and bad. So, yes, we do have to get in there and do some supplementation for our kids, make sure we fill those nutritional gaps. So my recommendations are a multivitamin and a mineral, definitely. Also, great other things to supplement with are probiotics to help support your child's immune system and their gut health. Omega-3s, making sure they're a clean source, that they've been mercury tested or they've been sourced from wild krill or from flax seeds or plant sources. And the other option is for children is the digestive enzymes, just to help improve their digestive function with all these bad ingredients that they've been exposed to.
Absolutely. Those are great recommendations. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. H. Thank you for sharing all that knowledge with us. I want everybody to go look for drh.com. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.